Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another With Bible. Today we are going to be going over the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 6. My name is Pastor Kevin. I am the pastor of middle school ministry at Yongnak Church. And welcome you guys to all to another episode of With Bible. So before we begin, let's pray together. Lord, we ask that as we read your word together as a family, may you reveal yourself to us. Lord, as we study the wisdom books and the wisdom literature, I pray, Father, for you to be present. I pray, Father, for your wisdom to be prevalent and to pervade all throughout our minds and our hearts. Lord, we thank you, and in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, so I'm going to be reading the passage again. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 6, 전도서 6장. And I will be reading it in the easy-to-read version, the ERV, just for the benefit of our students who are listening today. Here we go. Ecclesiastes chapter 6. I have seen another thing in this life that is not fair and is very hard to understand. God gives some people great wealth, riches, and honor. They have everything they need and everything they could ever want. But then God does not let them enjoy these things. Some stranger comes and takes everything. This is a very bad and senseless thing. A man might live a long time and have 100 children, but if he is not satisfied with those good things, and if no one remembers him after his death, I say that a baby who dies at birth is better off than that man. It is senseless when a baby is born dead. The baby is quickly buried in a dark grave without even a name. The baby never saw the sun and never knew anything, but the baby finds more rest than the man who never enjoyed what God gave him. He might live 2,000 years, but if he does not enjoy life, then the baby who was born dead has found the easiest way to the same end. People work and work to feed themselves, but they are never satisfied. In the same way, a wise person who is no better than a fool is. It is better to be a poor person who knows how to accept life as it is. It is better to be happy with what you have than to always want more and more. Always wanting more and more is useless. It is like trying to catch the wind. You are only what you were created to be, a human, and it is useless to argue about it. People cannot argue with God about this because he is more powerful than they are, and a long argument will not change that fact. Who knows what is best for people during their short life on earth? Their life passes like a shadow. No one can tell them what will happen later. Amen, amen. So this passage in Ecclesiastes, before we really talk about it, I want to discuss Ecclesiastes a little bit. Ecclesiastes is a very special book. It's very different from a lot of the other books of the New Testament. And it also happens to be maybe my favorite book of the Old Testament. It's because of this word here that we see, vanity. I don't know if you guys see it here, but it's something that comes out over and over again all throughout Ecclesiastes. And here, I think it comes out in verse 2. And in some of your translations, it's translated as meaningless. I'm not sure what it's translated as in the Korean, but this is actually a very inaccurate translation. And it's because there's no real direct translation to the Hebrew word here. Because the Hebrew word for vanity here is actually closer to vapor or mist. It's supposed to signify very difficult to understand. You can't hold it, right? So if you try to hold smoke, if you try to hold water vapor, can you hold it? No, you can't. You can't grab it. And so that's what they're trying to explain here, right? They're trying to show you that, or the preacher, who is the author of Ecclesiastes, he's trying to show you, hey, there are a lot of things in this life that we just can't understand. No matter how hard we try to understand it, it's too difficult. It doesn't make sense. And sometimes life just doesn't make sense. And ultimately, the only person who understands life, the only person who can tell us what life is supposed to be like, is God. And that's really the point of Ecclesiastes, which is why I love it so much, because it's very realistic. It's very down to earth, which is great, because we finish reading Proverbs where it's all talking about wisdom and what a wise person looks like. And then Ecclesiastes is right after that, and it says, nope, Sometimes you can be a wise person and bad things will still happen. And that's what Ecclesiastes is really all about. So when we read verses 1 through 2, it's talking about how sometimes we work very hard and we save up everything, and yet everything is stolen from us. I'm sure everybody, or maybe your parents at least, they know people like this. People who, even though they work really hard and they're very kind and generous, like nothing seems to go right in their life, right? And here the preacher says, this is vanity. This is vapor. This is something we don't understand and we don't know. And it doesn't make sense that it happens this way, right? And sometimes life just is unfair that way. And in those times, we need to cry out to God and say, God, why is it so unfair? What is happening here? And that's actually what happens in Job, right? And so I think it's something that the preacher is pointing out to us and something that we should think about. You know, why are things unfair? And when life is unfair, how do we respond? And also in verses 3-9, he talks about this long metaphor of a dead baby, a stillborn baby. And he says basically that if you are unsatisfied with life, if you feel like life is not meaningful and you're not satisfied and you just want more and more and more, well, then you might be worse off than a dead baby, because that is like one of the worst ways to live, to be constantly afraid, to be never satisfied, to always want more and more and more and never knowing why. And that is what the preacher here is warning us against. He's saying, don't live like that. If you live like that, that is the worst possible way for you to live. Because that affects everyone and everything around us. And that's where we really should seek to find contentment, to be satisfied in what Jesus has provided, with who we are. Because it's a journey, you guys. You're not going to become like Jesus in one day. It takes a really long time. So today, I hope you guys can be positive, you know, and not be so hard on yourself. Give yourself some grace today. You know, you've been doing really well. You've been working as hard as you can, and God sees your effort. So even if you feel like you're not good enough, know that God says you are good enough, that you are good enough for His Son. Finally, verses 10 and 12, they're talking about how only God knows what is best for His creation. And I think even though we as Christians, we might say, yes, of course, only God knows what's best for us. But I feel like we are very often just as affected and just as moved by the dangers and the dangerous mindset of this world, more so than we think. And that's because I think we don't really look at our pastors or our, you know, other Christians or even things we see on TV or on the news or on internet, and then we just think to ourselves like, oh yes, of course that's true. But we have to always be discerning. We have to look at everything with the lens of, how does God feel about this? How would God feel about this? What does God think about this? And I don't think we do this often enough. That's why we see on TV, we see a lot of, you know, Christian leaders. We see lots of pastors and preachers who have done horrible things and who have been caught and found out. I've seen many politicians and other people use the name of Jesus in really horrible ways that Jesus would never want them to use it in. I think a lot of times we focus on some of the wrong things, right? Like, oh, you know, this world is scary and we need to be careful of the world. I'd say we need to be more careful about the things that come into our churches, whether it's greed or money, love of money, lust, gossip, slander, jealousy, hatred for others. These are not the ways that Jesus would want us to live. So let's remember this today as we read this passage and as we close together. I pray that for all of us, we can continue to live much wiser lives through our study of the wisdom literature, whether it's Proverbs or Ecclesiastes. So let's pray together and we'll end. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for another time that we could spend just talking about your word and to read it together. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that helps us to discern and understand your wisdom. And I pray, God, that we continue to seek after you. We continue to grow in our wisdom of you. And Lord, just be with us as we continue to study together and as we continue to grow together in your Spirit. We thank you. Continue maturing us, God. And we thank you so much. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. All right, everybody. Thank you guys for joining us with Bible. And I'll see you guys again next time. Bye-bye.